Happy Monday to you and welcome to a brand new week. And it's time for me as we continue on with this month's theme all about calm. But what about if you feel anything but calm? So over the last couple of weeks, we have definitely talked about ways to bring our energy into a more calm space, how to practically do that through different exercises, breathing, you know, self-care practices and different things we have discussed. But what about when you go into a place that is completely the opposite, a space of anger, frustration, or even rage within your body? Have you ever had those moments where you're getting so angry that you want to nearly clench your fists and just hold them really, really tight because you're trying to not release that anger out of the body through shouting or giving out? And what about frustration that can build up? Maybe you're not feeling like your voice is being heard. Maybe those people in your life that you need to hear you aren't actually hearing you. They're not hearing what you need, what you're even saying, or even understanding where you're coming from. It could be family, relationship, partner, work, friends. You know, it happens in all manners of life. Or maybe you're feeling angry because life is not really going in the direction that you want it to go at the moment. And it's just bringing up this deeper frustration that maybe you've been stuck in this cycle for a while and it's just getting really, really tired. Or maybe simply there is so much going on at the moment and we are living a bit of a groundhog day right now with different lockdowns in different parts of the world. Maybe you're just feeling the frustration and anger around that. You know, there's a lot of judgment that's been coming with that and a lot of anger at other people's actions and behaviours. Whatever it might be, we do go into these spaces, you know, probably more often than we realise. And sometimes when we're feeling anger, we get frustrated with ourselves then of like, why am I feeling like this? And angry at ourselves that we can't release it or we can't maybe say what we want to say. Maybe it comes out in the wrong way. So we do just lose our temper. We might throw something. We might shout at somebody. Or we just might get really, really annoyed about something that doesn't even matter. But the bigger anger is still sitting there. And then we're giving out to ourselves for having those responses and reactions. So anger can bring a lot with it. But anger is also a very healthy and much needed emotion. Because anger is the release of those emotions that are stuck there. Now, obviously, I don't want you to have to lose your temper or get into such a state that you nearly want to scream at the top of your lungs. But I would like to see a way that you can release it. And I feel like whether you're in an angry state all of the time, because that is, you know, possible, or whether these bouts of anger are coming up for you, or maybe they just come up a couple of times a year, whatever it is, it's not a nice place to be in. But the first thing I would say, if you're in that space now or it comes up for you even again soon, just tell yourself, I'm allowed to feel angry and I'm allowed to feel frustrated. That's the first thing. The second thing is then acknowledging the emotion. Okay, so I am feeling angry and I am feeling frustrated and I am feeling this rage. Why am I feeling this? Where is this coming from? Get to the root of it. So you might start off telling yourself, oh, you know, lockdown's going on or such and such said something to me the other day. And then what we start to do is we trail down through those things. It could be a combination of things or it might be one core thing has really just triggered you off. Get to the core reason of why it's actually happening for you. Because when we understand things properly, and this is why negative emotions are actually so healthy and so positive, because they indicate to us what's truly, truly going on within us. And then the next part is like, how do we release it? The frustrating thing with anger, if it's a thing where you can't express yourself properly, because when you do express yourself, even in a calm way, maybe the person you are having frustrations or anger with are not listening to you or don't take you seriously. Maybe when you're trying to explain to somebody again calmly that you are going through something, they tell you to be positive and don't worry about it. And that'll probably make you more angry. Or maybe you're just simply feeling these emotions and don't even know how to verbalize it. And that is really upsetting you. But whatever the case is, what we have to see is how can we release it from the body? Now, these are practices that you don't read anywhere as such, but like they're things for me that have worked for me over the years. And I also with clients would have said different things to them that they could try. But one of the things that I could suggest is if you really, anger needs to come out. So you may want to have a conversation with somebody, but you know that if you say something, it is going to come out the wrong way. So we've got to bring your energy down. But also the feeling of anger in the body does need to be released, because when you stay in that state, it obviously is going to have more of an impact on you. And the person or situation you're angry about, or just life you're angry about, they are not feeling the effects of that. It's always going to be us that feel the effects of any emotions, particularly quite heavy and strong ones like anger or frustration. What I tend to do if I'm really, really angry, sometimes if I'm driving along in the car and there's no one around on the roads, I literally scream at the top of my lungs. I've probably done that about maybe 4 or 5 times in my whole life, but that's when it's like really boiling to the top. I just let it all out. Or if somebody, you know, if I have the house for myself and, you know, I know the neighbors aren't going to be hearing me, I would do it at home. What it is, it's the release and clearing that out of the system. It doesn't mean that the situations have changed, but it's like getting it out of the body. Another thing you could do is get a pillow. This is something I always say, and punch the pillow or kick the pillow. Something soft that you're not going to hurt yourself, but that you're releasing this, letting it out of the body. Another thing you could do are more calmer things. Go for a walk, you know, really like a power walk, and power walk it out of your body. Or you could have a bath and come back to the calming parts. Have an Epsom salt bath, which is a brilliant thing for cleansing and releasing. Or simply go and stand out with your bare feet on the ground or the grass and just breathe in and out till you start to feel some level of relaxation. You can also do those breathing exercises inside. But what then we have to do is, when we have the physical release out of the body, is trying to sort out, like I said earlier, where is that anger coming from and how can I work through it? And sometimes the solutions to those things are going to take time. They're not going to just, you know, you can do the releasing, but they're not going to sort the problems out. But I think when we get to that part where we do need to really just let it go and get it out of our system, we've probably reached quite a heightened state with it, that it does need to come out. Some people like, you know, to chant, to sing is another way. It's just like getting the sound running through the body is a really good way of releasing. Healing sessions are really good as well, but I know we're in limited situations with that. And also allowing yourself, and this is important, and I touched on it earlier, to just say, I am angry and I'm annoyed, because we do say to ourselves, I need to be grateful for what I have, which we do. I need to appreciate my life, which we also do. And I have wonderful things going on in my life, which is also true. But that doesn't negate the fact that you may be feeling a certain way. And it's about then, I would even journal on it. Where is this anger coming from? Why am I feeling this? And what do I really want to happen? So if things could clear, how can I get kind of closure on the situation? If it's an ongoing stress that you have that doesn't feel like there's going to be a change in it, how are you then going to deal with your anger about that situation when it's ongoing? And this is also very similar to stress. When we've got a lot of things that are stressful and we're working on keeping our stress to a minimum, or in this instance, keeping our anger to a minimum, these continued situations that bring continuous stress or continuous anger to it are very, very difficult. And in those situations, this is where, exactly like what you're doing here, being a member of It's Time For Me and trying to make that space for yourself, it's about constant nurturing and replenishing of your energy. It's constantly checking in with yourself, bringing yourself down, releasing the anger from the body. So even if the situation can't change, that you are not holding on to those feelings or emotions all the time. They're getting a space to come out. They're getting a space to be recognized. And really that can be so beneficial and clearing in itself. So there are just a couple of things I wanted to touch on today. If you're experiencing anything like this at the moment, always feel free to send me a text. You know, it's good just to vent, I think, sometimes, and just get it out of our systems, is exactly like what I was saying there. But I wanted to talk about this because, yes, I want you to obviously feel calm and good. But what about if you're just not feeling that way and you're finding it very difficult to feel calm and good or come back into balance with yourself? And I just thought it was really important. A friend of mine sent me a video on Friday night, and it was of this little puppet, and he was saying, breathe in. And I was like, oh, this is lovely. And then waiting for him to exhale. And he just screamed. And it was so good. I laughed so much. because a lot of people are feeling anger at the moment. A lot of people I'm talking to, friends and clients as well, just feeling this. So if anyone wants me to send that video on to them, let me know and I can send it on to you on WhatsApp or whatever. It's very funny. It's only like 50 seconds or something. But I hope you have a lovely Monday and I look forward to connecting with you really soon.